We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and coming up in the next couple segments, we're going to get some updates from Fort Riley. I know it's not Thursday, but tomorrow is Veterans Day, and so we've bumped them up here a day early to get some information out to the public. And first segment here, we're going to talk Operation Santa Claus, and we've got a couple of the elves here, including the head elf, Sergeant First Class Carlos Lane is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
You betcha. And also joining us, Specialist Gloris Gomez is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. It's a pleasure to have you both in. Operation Santa Claus, tell us more about what that is.
So Operation Santa Claus is a program that's been in effect at Fort Riley for about 36 years now. And what it's designed to do is to kind of help augment the gift costs of of service members wanting toys for their families. The current requirements for the program is to be a service member assigned to Fort Riley by orders in the grade of E5 and below. That would be sergeants and below for the Army. And in order to receive toys for your children, and they can enroll through their chains of command and their family readiness groups.
Okay, tell us where will Operation Santa be set up, and what are the hours for soldiers and families to come by?
Okay, so Operation Santa Claus is actually set up over on Camp Funston on Fort Riley at Building 1828, and our hours of operation are Tuesdays through Fridays, and that'll be from 0800 or 8 o'clock until 1600 in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right. So how does the program work? What are you? I think you spoke a little bit about eligibility requirements there.
Yes. So the service members from all branches, if they're assigned to Fort Riley by orders, even if they're, this doesn't preclude the people who are coming there that aren't directly assigned to a command just yet. But if they're assigned by orders, then they're eligible to participate in the program. And that's the service member of that family has to be E5 or below. Their children will be listed on the roster that they sign up on through their chain of command or their FRG groups. And then once that roster is given to us, we set dates and times based on availability for them to come pick up their gifts.
Okay. And people listening can't see, but you guys are dressed very festive. You got the red shirts on and the hoodies, or I guess the snow hats. Tell us more about how you each got involved with this project.
Okay. So I volunteered through my operations sergeant major. He presented me with the idea of being the head elf. I thought it'd be a great opportunity because I rarely get to get out of uniform and actually volunteer for community service with the Army. Majority of the time, all I'm focused on is work and field exercises. So it's a nice change of pace to be able to help children, you know.
Yeah. How about you, Gloris?
I'm volunteer too. So I'm so excited to be the decorator for Operation Santa Claus, because it's so important to me go back to the community who gave me so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's home? Where's home for you guys?
Let's see. Well, home for me is Manhattan right now,
yeah,
Manhattan,
sure.
Kansas. But where am I originally from? I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
I'm originally from Dominican Republic, but I came from Boston.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
You can join it here?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Fort Riley. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, well, Flint Hills are beautiful. I think it's more beautiful in the springtime, but when it's all lush and green. How many children or families did Operation Santa Claus serve last year? I know last year was kind of an anomaly because it was a pandemic year, but...
So even with the pandemic, we still managed to serve families. We served total toys given was a little over 3,400. The amount of applications that we received was 470, but the amount of children served was 1,054 children.
Wow, that's a lot. And you expect to do better than that here this year?
So with the with the pandemic kind of being curtailed, we expect to do a little bit better this year.
Awesome. As far as ages for toys donations, what do you guys suggest?
So we get a lot of toys for younger children, quite a bit in our inventory, donated through a lot of benefactors. I think the people that tend to get kind of, you know, left out a little bit more are the teens. So if there's anyone that would like to donate gifts for teens, it would greatly it would help us out greatly.
Yeah, boys and girls.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so as far as toy donations, do we have different drop-off locations for those?
Yes, we do. We actually have several drop-off locations. There are some in the Junction City School District. There are several around Fort Riley. One is at the 1st Brigade headquarters. Another one's at the 2nd Brigade headquarters. There's also going to be a donation box dropped off at the Fort Riley Garrison headquarters. There's another one located at the 1st Combat Aviation Brigade. And there's various locations throughout the post. And that'll all be listed on our Facebook page. And for our Facebook page, if people would like to get a hold of those locations, the address to our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/ OpSanta Fort Riley, Kansas.
Okay.
And then they can also contact us by phone if they're interested in donating and they don't have any other way to contact us at 785-239-2771.
Sometimes it's tough. You don't know what to get a child, especially if you don't know who you're buying for. Monetary donations, I know, are always accepted, right?
Yes, definitely. We definitely appreciate monetary donations because it assists us with acquiring more toys, you know, more inventory.
All right. And we had retired Brigadier General Phil Maddox on yesterday, and he's with Stand to Match Day, and I know they're one of the benefactors of that is Operation Santa Claus. So there's an opportunity tomorrow to donate to that specifically, and you can choose to donate to that or some of the other organizations. So that's a great opportunity. That's going on all day tomorrow, and they have a booth, I think, by City Hall during Veterans Day celebration. So again, Operation Santa Claus, wonderful opportunity. You guys kind of touched on it a little bit here. What's it like to be an elf for Operation Santa Claus?
It's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of hard work at the same time. I'd say decorating was where we did most of our team building. So it took us about 4 straight weeks to clean up and decorate the entire workshop. And it was harder than I expected. Mr. Phil Maddox told me in the beginning, he was like, you know, you're being pretty ambitious to think you'd be done with this inside a week. And I was like, I know we can do it. That was me being stubborn, but I found out the hard way. I'll put it like that.
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff. And this is such good work that you're doing for our community. We always appreciate getting to highlight this. If people want to volunteer, make a donation, or just want more information, what's the best way to get in contact with you guys?
Okay, so they can email us at usarmy.riley.usag.mbx.operation-santa@mail.mil if they want to volunteer. And all they have to do is provide us with their phone number and full name because we already have their email address on the front line.
Okay. I imagine a Google search of Operation Santa Claus Fort Riley will probably bring it up too, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Good enough. Anything else you guys want to add here before we wrap things up?
Well, I want to thank everybody that has donated to us. The ladies out here in Manhattan that donated 600 stockings to us so that we could give out to the children, and everyone who continues to donate toys on an annual basis. We really appreciate it because it's rare that we get to see how the community gives back to us sometimes and how we give back to each other. You know, it's nice to actually get out and get out of uniform and actually see how the rest of the world operates when it comes to, you know, looking out for each other.
All right. Well, thank you both for being here. Do you have anything else you want to add, Glories?
I want to say thank you. Operation Santa Claus, meet you guys. We need your donations. And it's not how much you have, it's what you do with what you have. Thank you.
All right. I like that. Nice way of putting it. Thank you both for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. More In Focus coming up in just a moment. We're going to talk about the Hassfurt Tour of Homes. That's coming up next on News Radio KMAN.